Almost Perfect Podcast.
Welcome to the Almost Perfect Podcast. It's a solo episode today, so I'm not going to do the whole long spiel. But yeah, you got me on the mic, just me this week. I have reached out to quite a few people, but some weren't keen, some aren't keen at the moment, but will be keen when they've got something to talk about. Others are keen and we're busy working things out, trying to get a date set, and others just didn't get back to me. So here we are. It's just you and I today. But yeah, things have been pretty dope. I've been feeling good. I hope you've been feeling good. I hope life's been treating you kindly. I know we're in level 2 now. I don't know what that means to you. It means so fucking little to me. Like nothing, literally nothing has changed. I guess I could go buy booze today. That's it. I could now buy booze on a Friday if I really wanted to. But other than that, yeah, it doesn't really change my life. I hope, it benefits you in some way, allows you to live slightly more comfortably and just be safe. You know the vibes. We've been in a pandemic for however fucking long we've been in a pandemic for now. And at this point, you know what you're meant to do and you know whether or not you give a fuck. So, yeah, I ain't lecturing you. It's been dope though. I've been in a good headspace lately, and I think it might have something to do with just not being on Twitter. Like I go there, I post my stuff, and then when I come back, I only check the mentions. That's my rule. Like I'm not scrolling the feed. Fuck that. I just don't care. I just don't want to get sucked in. I just don't need this like constant feed of like people's thoughts. You know, it's like kind of like having Cerebro, like being old Professor X and being able to just hear everyone's thoughts and just, yeah, nah, I'm not into it. And it's also, it traps you and it tricks you into sharing your opinions all the time. That's the fucking thing that I've learned I don't really dig about Twitter, is I'm always putting myself out there. I used to do it with Facebook. Like, it's kind of like, you know, something that made people know who I was me sharing my opinions on the internet. But as time has gone on, it's become one of those things where it's like, do I really need to be sharing this? Probably not. Probably not. You know, could I maybe not take this thought and craft it and mold it and shape it into a joke that I could tell on a stage sometime? Or I could give to a character in a script that I'm writing, or maybe even, you know, later using in a book or a short story or something like that, you know? Why am I giving this shit out there for motherfuckers to make money off of, you know? To sell me ads, essentially. So I've been avoiding the Twitters as much as possible, and it's been pretty dope. I've been waking up. I've also been reading Atomic Habits again. So I read like half of it at the beginning of lockdown, I think, because my friend Pascal recommended it. He's a pilot and his story's fucking rad. Like, I've watched him grow since we were teenagers, basically. And, you know, he didn't come from much, you know, like myself, single parents household. And yeah, he has managed to pay for his own pilot's vibes, which was very fucking expensive. And he's now flying, I think for the UN. I know he's helping out with relief up at the top of Africa. And yeah, like he recommended the book because he said like it's the only self-help book that's ever helped him. And, you know, I gave it a try and it actually helped last year. Like I feel like, you know, when I was exercising like a hell of a lot and like, yeah, doing like writing as much as I could and doing good things. You would, like, if you listened to the podcast last year, you would have heard about me doing some of those things. But yeah, when shit happened with my gran, like very much fell off the wagon when it came to the habit stuff and when it came to like just being in a good state of mind. I've only really realized that lately that, yeah, I've been kind of missing for a while. And I feel like I'm kind of getting myself back. So that's cool. That's really cool. But yeah, Atomic Habits has been pretty useful. I've been doing dope shit lately. Like basically every morning I wake up, I meditate, then I read. At the moment I'm reading Atomic Habits. Then I get up, I do some yoga, then I sit down, I open the laptop and write for a bit. Then I get up and I roll a joint and I have some coffee, make some breakfast, and then get my day started. So, like, that's been fucking rad, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's like, you get a bunch of useful shit done before you even have to do anything. And it's really, it's like that whole, I think it was Mark Twain who said it. You know, if you have to eat a frog, eat it first thing in the morning. And if you have to eat two, start with the biggest one first. So that's always a good principle to go forward. It frees up your day quite nicely. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I've also been selling a ton of t-shirts. That's been so fucking rad. I actually placed another order for some more. So that's super fucking cool. Thank you to everyone who has bought a t-shirt. It's been so cool meeting people that are, you know, listeners of this podcast and who've come by, picked up a shirt and had a chat. I've also got to connect with old friends that I haven't seen in a long time because we're in a pandemic. So that's been super dope, is just seeing a lot of old friends and people coming past and, yeah, seeing where I live now, because a lot of people remember me from Mbilo. They don't even know that I've made my way up to Glenwood now. But it's been quite a cool experience. It's also partially why there's no proper interview this week, because I didn't necessarily push too hard as I've been processing orders, I've been shipping them out. The courier guy's actually been really good, so check them out if you need a courier. I can recommend them. Not a sponsored ad or anything, just a plug, because I've found them to be very efficient. I've been sending stuff out and people have been getting it very quickly. And then I see it on Instagram and it's like, oh, fuck yeah. You know, it's so cool seeing that shit out in the wild, seeing people stoked to wear it, seeing people, yeah, representing this brand. So thank you so fucking much from the bottom of my heart for all your support. And if you still want to get in on that action, I'm going to be in Joburg from next week. So I'm going to take a bunch of shirts up with me. And if you're in Jersey, I'm probably going to be heading to Rosebank for one day and then Bram for one day sometime within the next 2 weeks with a bunch of t-shirts. And yeah, keen to just meet up with people, have some coffee, sling some merch, and yeah, just enjoy my time there. I catch the Gau train, so that's why, like, I'll do Rosebank, I'll do Bram, and yeah, meet up with people there, and then head back to the east. Yeah, I'm heading up to Joburg because my gran is out of rehab today. Today is the day that she is going home, joining my mom. I'm super fucking stoked about that. It's really been quite, yo, this last year especially has been quite something, but these last 2 months with her in rehab have definitely been tense and made me think a lot about, you know, just her future and that sort of thing. But I've been chatting to her on the phone and like seeing videos of her, and yeah, she's gonna be alright, you know? We're gonna be alright. And I'm looking forward to seeing her. I'm looking forward to seeing my mom. It's gonna be cool. I'm gonna be helping them out just for a week or two, and then yeah, they're getting a carer in for the weekdays because my mom works from home. She's a bookkeeper and, yeah, can't necessarily do everything during the day that needs to get done. So, yeah, I'm going to go up, I'm going to help, and then they'll get someone else to sort that stuff out going forward. What else can I tell you about this? There's actually quite a bit that's been going on. The other radio has been dope. I did a show for them called Blowing Smoke with Bob. That came out last week, Monday. Next episode is coming out this coming Monday, which, let me quickly check the calendar here, is the 20th. Yes, the 20th of September. So check them out. They've just launched a brand new website. They've got studio space in Cape Town now. So the other radio becoming more of a radio station. Check them out, theother.radio. And then, yeah, Monday, 20th of September, you can check out the next episode of Blowing Smoke with Bob. And I've decided to theme this one. It's going to be a pre-summer yeah, a pre-summer preparation vibe. I haven't got the name for it sorted out just yet. But essentially, the idea is that spring is essentially just pre-summer. So we're doing a pre-summer show. So check that out on the 20th of September. I can give you some recommendations of things to check out. Cobra Kai, I only got into it recently. And it's something that Nass actually told me to check out last year even. So, it was cool watching it and getting to think about him and getting to, like, kind of, yeah, just imagine the conversations that we would have about it. And first season is really fucking great. Not such a big fan of it, like, as it goes forward. But at the same time, it's kind of cool. It's like Karate Gangs. It's interesting. Like, it is. It has its moments for sure. And at other times, it's super cheesy and super weak. But I dig it. I think you should check out Cobra Kai if you haven't yet. And then in terms of stand-up comedy, I've watched a few specials lately. I've been on a friend's Netflix account. So I've been making use of that. And the ones I would recommend checking out are Simon Amstel's, I think it's Get Free or Set Free is the name of the show. I checked that one out last night. Super good. I love Simon Amstel. He's an amazing comedian. And yeah, it touches on some very personal shit and very relatable shit. And then some stuff that not that relatable, but still very interesting. And then, yeah, Catherine Ryan was another name that I was just scrolling through and I decided to check her out. And I've been doing that a lot, but I don't usually make it past like 5 minutes. And I made it through the entire show because I was really, really, really enjoying it. I think she's great, super funny, and someone who you should definitely check out if you haven't yet. And the last notes I have, I'm just coming at you from the notes here. It's 3 years. I probably should have led with this. But the Almost Perfect podcast has been going for 3 years. It was launched on the 12th of September in 2018, and fuck, it's becoming a bit of a thing. It's happening. It's all coming together. But this is something that I always knew would get you, in a way. There might have been some times where I've, you know, been like, oh, maybe this isn't what I should be doing with my life. But in my heart of hearts, I was always like, yeah, you're just going to keep doing this thing forever, aren't you? And that's probably the case. It's probably what's going to happen. I'm just going to keep doing this until I can't anymore. And that's going to be a wonderful thing to have just this deep fucking catalog of interesting conversations with rad people to look back on. Like, can you imagine, like, if I'm in my 50s or 60s? I mean, I doubt we're going to get there, you know, global warming, et cetera, et cetera. Global warming, Skynet, you know, those are the two main things. Maybe the rapture, but I'm betting on global warming or Skynet. So in the next 10 years, it'll be cool to look back at all the people I've managed to chat to. And I mean, I've learned a fuckload from this stuff. You know, I really have. And I've been able to implement it into what I'm doing and into my own life. And also gone, you know what, that's not necessarily for me, but that's cool for you, with a lot of different people. So I've enjoyed this 3-year journey so far. I'm looking forward to it being a 10, 15, 20-year journey. And seeing how far we can go, you know, one episode at a time, one Friday, you know, at a time. Thank you so fucking much for being along for the ride whenever you joined, however you've interacted, however you have been a part of this. I greatly appreciate it. And yeah, as I say, looking forward to what we can accomplish going forward. Cool. And with all that out the way, it is time to give some shout outs to the cast and crew. You should know the deal by now. This podcast is brought to you by you over at patreon.com/almostperfect. And there are multiple tiers. There's the $1 tier, there's the $5 tier, there's the $10 tier. And I am working to give more free shit out to the lower tiers. But at the moment, if you're at the $10 tier, after 3 months, now that I've got the courier guy all set up, I'll be sending you a mug. After 6 months, I'll be sending you a t-shirt. And who knows what you'll be getting after a year. I know. I've already got this all planned. But who knows? what you'll be getting. That's the next bit of merch that's coming out. We'll be going for free to the Patreons. The Patreons, no. We'll be going out for free to the patrons. And yeah, the $5 level, I need to show you guys some more love. I just haven't got the finances quite worked out just yet. But once I need to do some maths, and I'll figure out which months will work when it comes to the $5 patrons for getting some mugs, getting some t-shirts, that sort of thing. Might be like after 6 months and a year, maybe. But yeah, I'm working on it. I've just got to get the calculator out and figure that one out. And then yeah, the $1 level, everyone that signs up gets sent a pack of Almost Perfect stickers. And then I'm also thinking of doing just like random draws. Like, I think that could work. Well, then we need a lot more people at the $1 level. So if you've been thinking about supporting the podcast, you don't have a ton of cash, but you like are willing to like gamble like 15 rand a month on maybe getting a mug or maybe getting a t-shirt or maybe getting something else, then yeah, go over to patreon.com/almostperfect. I figure since you're listening to this episode, you're someone I could probably sell that to. I don't go for the hard sell these days anymore on the podcast. To kind of just, oh yeah, the Patreon, blah, 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 I'm going to tell you all these things. Nah, sign up to that shit. I'm going to make it worth your while. That's my plan going forward, because the Patreon really has allowed me to grow and do more things. And if I can grow the Patreon, I can make this even better and make more merch and get more people involved. Cause I've got ideas. I've got some long-term ideas. And some of the people that are helping me implement those ideas are the cast and crew over at the titular titles tier, which is the $10 tier. So shout out to our anonymous benefactor. Shout out to Neil Green, who is the key grip. Shout outs to Stephen Olafia, who is the executive producer. Shout out to Tyron Love, our pantsless weasel. Shout outs to Karan Slemon, the Almost Perfect hedge fund manager. Shout outs to Karan Chetty, the assistant to the regional manager. Shout outs to Julian, the king. And shout outs to Kath Jenkin, the inevitable ruler of the universe, and Queen Swifty. Shout outs to Chief Sales Officer of Subtle Heresies in the Greater Overberg region, Rousseau. Shout outs to Vershandra Naidu, who is our spiritual advisor. And shout outs to Riz Ventura, a director of purchasing. Lastly, shout outs to you. I appreciate that you would give this much of your time to this umbilo boy try to make it as, you know, a legitimate businessman. You're the real ones, and I'll catch you on the flip side.